SEC awards $28 million for new battery facility in Hayward, written by David Krause, and read by an automated voice. The California Energy Commission approved a $28 million grant to Electrochemistry Foundry to build and operate a battery fabrication and testing facility in Hayward, California. The 20,000-square-foot facility will be shared use and able to produce 10,000 lithium-ion battery cells per year. California does not have open-access battery manufacturing facilities, the SEC said in the grant award. Without these types of facilities, startups face long delays and steep cost barriers that cause many promising battery innovations, especially in underserved sectors like heavy-duty transportation, industrial electrification, and stationary storage, to stall before reaching the market, the agency said. Most shared battery testing facilities are thousands of miles away in the Midwest, South, or East Coast, Electrochemistry Foundry representative said. Building such facilities within a one-hour drive of people who use them is ideal and ensures maximum ease of access and collaboration, they said. Early-stage startups cannot justify leasing their own dedicated facilities, and most startups currently can only access fractional lab space from biotech facilities, which are not well-suited for supporting battery and electrochemical companies, Electrochemistry Foundry representative said. However, Barry Broom, CEO of the Greater Sacramento Economic Council, or GSEC, asked the SEC to defer approval of the item and require an outside audit of the award process that granted the project to Electrochemistry Foundry. GSEC founded CalEpic, a nonprofit that finished second in the SEC's grant award process, behind Electrochemistry Foundry. GSEC is a public-private partnership that connects business and community leaders to build a regional economic development strategy that focuses on growth, sustainability, equity, and competitiveness, the organization says on its website. Given our engagement with the SEC and others during this grant process, we have serious concerns as to the fairness of the solicitation, development, and award decision and transparency of the communications and processes surrounding them, Broom said in a September 9 statement. This battery facility is a critical asset to our community and, you know, in this era of transparency in government, we're counting on our government to set the tone for that, since it's been lost throughout the country, Broom said at the SEC September 10 business meeting. This location has unique advantages that we thought were missed in the grant award scoring. VGI grants are EEC software changes. At the meeting, the SEC also approved about $15.4 million in grants to 9 entities related to vehicle grid integration, or VGI work. Grants included about $2.4 million to Rivian to build an alternating current bidirectional charging system and $2.7 million to Lucid Group to build an alternating current bidirectional onboard charging system. Also at the meeting, representatives of the Western Electricity Coordinating Council, or WEC, told SEC commissioners they are working to find new software for the Western Renewable Energy Generation Information System, or WER Aegis, which tracks renewable energy certificates predominantly in the Western Interconnection. WER Aegis operates using software provided by Clean Counts, but the organization's contract expires December 31, 2027, and Clean Counts has chosen not to extend it, WEC staff said. The contract's expiration has prompted re-evaluation of how WER Aegis' future looks and how its services to users and programs can be enhanced, they said. To replace Clean Counts, WEC staff recommend building custom software for WER Aegis. They also recommend separating WER Aegis from WEC, which would allow the owners of WER Aegis to focus solely on the program's goals,